Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Beth Walsh Erickson. I'm in the studio with Lee Kimble today. How are you, Lee?
You know, I'm great, Beth. And, you know, I was just sitting here. I don't know if folks heard you giggle, but I was sort of rocking back and forth. And one of my wife's greatest entertainment is watching me dance sitting on the couch.
Well, some music just gets to you, doesn't it?
Well, the theme song from the show House just brings it out in me.
Brings it, so you have to dance. You have to dance to that. Yeah.
You or at least my version of dancing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Very good. Well, today we're going to talk about something a little bit less
fluffy.
Yeah, fluffy. I want to talk about when you're just ticked off and you want to get over it.
Well, yeah, but you know something? Probably, I'm sure part of the conversation is going to be is when perhaps sometimes you're ticked off and you don't want to get over
it. Oh, yeah, sometimes you don't want to. I mean, anger is a common emotion. You know, it's everybody gets it. If you're listening to the radio today, you get angry. Maybe not as much as you used to, maybe not as often, maybe not as strongly as you used to. And maybe you are. Maybe you're like, yeah, you're right, I get angry. I'm angry right now.
And maybe you believe that it's justified.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a common emotion, but it doesn't always work in our favor, even though it's a common emotion.
Well, and it has its, does it, do you think it has its purpose?
Every emotion has its purpose. We got to sort through life and figure out where we are in it and stuff like that. But the one thing I want people to think about is with anger, with the emotion of anger, think about somebody you're angry at. Maybe that's the easiest way. Think of somebody that you feel some angst or some anger or some, oh, if only they would. You got that person in your head. Now, who is suffering the most with that feeling that you have?
Right here, right now.
Yeah. Is it? It's probably you. It's probably you suffering the most. The person you're angry at doesn't always suffer. Even if they're on the receiving end, they'll get through it and then it will be over. They might get hurt. They might carry some pain that way, but it'll be different. It won't be the same as what you're carrying. Usually when we're angry, though, we lash out at people that don't deserve it.
Inadvertently.
Yeah. Have you ever lashed out at family or, you know, you make it through the anger that you're feeling, but then you get home and you're short with your family.
Back in the old days, there was a saying, coming out of the side of your neck.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, where the collateral damage, so to speak.
Right. Or your workmates, people that work with you day in and day out. You know, every day you go to the same job maybe. And those are the people that you just get when you're angry, you're short with them. You're like, please don't bug me today.
Or when you come in the house and your little pet that loves you more than anything in the world. And their sole purpose of the day is waiting for you to come home. And your attitude is,
get out of my way. That's it. That's absolutely right. So anchors, you know, it's a common emotion, but it doesn't always work in our favor. So, you know, if you're the one suffering from the anger and you keep having it, and you have it over and over again, you might be the one suffering the most. Other people will suffer too, though. And usually people that you don't mean to suffer, you don't mean to make them feel as bad as they feel.
Well, we're back to the pebble in the pond once again.
Right. You throw that pebble in the pond, the rings come out. It's not just where the pebble lands. The rings come out and affect a lot of other people. But, you know, if you get pushed hard enough, you're going to get angry. Don't you agree?
Well, I don't. You know, I don't think, I know I don't have that much saint in me.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have that much saint.
Rarely have I been accused of it.
Yeah, when you get pushed, you're going to get angry. Or when something just isn't sitting right with you over and over again, you're going to get angry. I mean, go ahead.
And there is injustice in this world.
Yeah, there is injustice.
You know, but I think what you're speaking of is, you know, how we handle it. And, you know, am I going to beat my myself with the club of anger?
Right, absolutely. Well, you know, emotion is the way we respond to thought. And what's interesting about emotion is that it combines our physical with our mental. Because your body reacts too. You know, when you're angry, think of how your body might react. Some people tremble. Have you ever seen that? They get like, they like shake.
I am one of them.
Are you? You tremble when you're angry. Like, ooh.
Well, I have a condition called a tremor condition, and it's exacerbated by when I get
heavy emotion.
Yes, indeed.
Mm, interesting. You know, other people sweat.
Mm, I've seen that.
They get stomach upset. They get headaches. They get high blood pressure. The blood pressure rises.
When you say
red in the face.
When you say stomach aches, I mean, I know physically sick.
Oh yeah, yeah. People, there's many, you know, and it's a weird thing, but I think for anger, one of the things that we have to look at is it always comes back to me. How does it affect me? So it's kind of a selfish emotion too. I mean, I'm sorry. It's still going to happen. We're all going to have it.
It's real.
It's real. But it's about you. You know, it's like, okay, if you have a friend that's going through a divorce, you feel upset for them. You feel sad. You worry about them here and there. You try to be there for them, whatever it is. But it's different if it's your divorce. If you're the one going through the divorce, if it's mine, you know, my response is going to be deeper, stronger, and more emotion provoking. I'm going to be, you know, oh, this is how I feel now.
Because it's the ultimate of emotional involvement.
Right.
It's me.
And usually, divorce, I use divorce because, you know, I teach about the three components of a human: physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And divorce involves all three of those. So it's a big one. You're going to go through some big pain. And anger is going to come out of it here and there. Even if you were the one in the wrong. Even if you're the one that caused the divorce or initiated it or wanted it to happen or whatever. But the reality is that it's a tough one. It's a tough one to deal with.
And in some of the work that you and I have done, I know, in our personal lives, and we help people to look at it too, is, you know, at some point I have to look at what's my part in it.
Yeah.
Even if I have, if there's the, I don't want to say illusion, but the, it seems that I have been victimized, you know, have I had a part in it, and what was my part, and right, where is my power in this?
Yeah, that's how you get through it a lot of times, because once you can lay those things out, you can really get to the bottom of it and get on with it. But today we're going to talk about some of those things. We're going to talk about, you know, you want to get over it. I'm angry. I want to get over it. You're right. I don't want to live like this forever. I'm tired of it. You know, some of the normal common parts of anger include, you mentioned injustice. I wrote a little note on the sideline on my little page,
yeah,
because you mentioned injustice, you know, and injustice, I have loss. I wrote the word loss. And I put, you know, maybe we've been robbed of something we identify with. It could be money, it could be pride, it could be what we deserve, quote, quote. You know, it could be relationship or standing in the community or whatever. But when we're angry, we feel like we got rooked, we got gypped. Somehow we lost something. And injustice can be in that part. You know, that's where the pain comes from.
Well, it stabs at my security.
Right, absolutely. And then pain, you know, the mental distress, the anxiety, the bad feelings, that's part of anger. You know, it comes out like strong, but a lot of times anger starts as a different emotion and we just, whoo,
it morphs.
Yeah, it morphs into anger. And then how about blame? You know, we don't want it to be our fault. You talked about that briefly. We see the situation through me-colored glasses, you know. This is the way it is for me. And in my estimation, you know, this is what it's about.
It's one opinion.
Yeah. And those are some of the common parts of anger that, you know, people hate to say, okay, this is true. I'm struggling with this. And these are common things that happen. Injustice, pain, blame, loss. They're part of anger.
But, you know, Beth, you said that, you know, you want to get over it. But too often I will see people that don't realize they want to get off it because they have a perception that if they get over the anger, it's letting the other person off the hook.
Right.
And that wonderful D word, the deserve.
Right, right. Yeah, it's you're going to have to work through some of this stuff. And we're going to talk about some of that stuff. Real quick before we move in, because we're going to move right into overcoming ideas after this and just kind of spend the rest of the hour talking about ways to overcome this. I want to just say, what does anger do to you medically? I always like to go to some of those medical sites and see. And, you know, long-term anger can hurt our adrenal glands. Did you know that? Our immune system. And believe it or not, you ready for this one? Especially in women, so but a little in men, our reproductive organs. Isn't that something?
It would be very motivating for men.
You know, I mean, it can cause unhealthy changes in eating, rapid heart rates, and stress. So therefore, it can even cause heart attack.
Wow. Well, you know, being a single dad raising a daughter, it's, you know, and I don't, am I, maybe I'm going out on a limb stating it, but I believe that it can, emotions can affect the menstrual cycle.
Well, that's the reproductive organs.
Well,
yeah, it's the hormonal.
Okay, so draw a picture for me.
It can affect the hormonal.
Yeah,
the hormonal thing. Yeah, absolutely. So that's anger. That's what the medicals say about it. We want to let go of that. We want to find our way out. It's just like smoking. You know, smoking's not supposed to be good for you. You want to let that go. Many of you that smoke want to let that go, and it's hard. Same with anger. We're getting something from it. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about ideas for overcoming, ways to overcome those pesky, angry emotions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to the Beth Wee Radio Hour. Don't forget to check in at www.bethwee.com for more insights and information on how to connect in this big, crazy world. www.bethwee.com gives you dates of upcoming seminars, video teachings for those seeking recovery, tools for finding peace of mind, and Beth's blog, Thoughts to Challenge Your Complacent Thinking. Next time you're online, check out www.bethwee.com. Look for us on Facebook as well. We want you to live your priorities.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Beth Walsh Erickson in the studio today with Lee Kimball. And we're talking to you about some of those big, pesky emotions that kind of take over. Sometimes take over, and they can take over a whole day, a whole week. They can take over a whole time in life. And we're talking about when you're feeling ticked off, really irritated by somebody, and you just can't seem to get over it. Ways that you can overcome anger. Ways that you can choose again. So, you know, one of the overcoming ideas that I was thinking about, Lee, is move a muscle, change a thought.
Mm.
We've heard that for years. In the 12-step community, whether you're going to a Al-Anon meeting or an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, or what other 12 steps are there? Gamblers Anonymous and ACOA, there's tons of them. But a lot of the 12-step community embrace that thought. Move a muscle, change a thought. It's like using your body and getting your body active so that your mind can respond and get out of a rut that it's in. Right?
Well, it's the other saying is, you know, when you pray, move your feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Faith without actions is fantasy.
Yeah. So some of the move a muscle, change a thought things, you know, we need to act. That's the thing. I think taking a walk can really change things. Have you ever had somebody, I've had times where I've gotten angry where I said, I just need to walk this off. Just give me a little minute and I'll just go outside and walk down my street. And back.
Well, you know, Beth, and it comes back to something that we've frequently spoken about, that, you know, we find in our lives ways of dealing with things. And some of them we were taught when we were young, some of them over the years, and then sometimes we have to question, do they still fit? Do they still work? I was taught, God bless my mom, but me and my mom, nobody could argue like me and my mom. And my mom's model was, get in, say as much hurtful stuff as you could.
Oh my goodness.
And get out. Okay. Oh. And I aspired to that younger in life. And so as I moved forward, it stopped serving me because what it did was it would repel relationships. It wasn't a good tool. So, you know, a very brief example, when my darling Diane and I got together, when her and I would have disagreement, I would seemingly withdraw because what I was doing was processing. I wanted to process because I didn't want to come right back out in retaliation. I wanted to think first. Her perception was I was blowing it off. And we had to
work that out.
We had to work it out.
You had to talk about it.
And we did find a better, higher way of dealing with it.
Yeah, and you have to talk about it while you're not in that moment. In the moment of heat, you're not going to get to the answers there. But you can say, you know what, I'm going to talk to you about this. I just need a few minutes to think this through. And that's even hard for the person who's angry.
Yeah,
the person who's angry, yeah. They're going to be like, no, we're going to deal with this right now, right here, right?
What did the Hulk say? You wouldn't like me when I'm mad.
Absolutely. But, you know, that's the deal is let me take a walk, and when I come back, we'll talk about this.
Yeah.
Let me just walk to the end of the block and back and just let me get my head together. Because, you know, move a muscle, change a thought. It's a wonderful little teaching. It's a teaching. It sounds like a little cliche or something like that, but it's a way of life. Now, you talked about something that's really important for people to hear. You got into a habit or a way of life.
A pattern.
Yeah, that when you get angry, you do this. When you can see a pattern like that in your life and you can see that it doesn't serve, it's time to start getting some spiritual help there too. Go to the higher power and ask for help overcoming that pattern, because patterns are really difficult to overcome because they come. It's like this happens, boom, I'm in the pattern. This happens, boom, I'm in the pattern. It's like you're not even really thinking it through. It's just how I react. It's what I learned to do. But I will tell you this, once you see it, it will be easier to not react to it. Because once you see it and you see it as a bad pattern and you've asked for help with it, you'll want it to go too. You'll want it to be interrupted. And when it's happening and you're falling into it, you'll be like, oh, I hate that I'm doing this. Inside you, you'll be like, oh, I'm doing it again. I hate this, you know.
But the disturbance will be motivating.
Right. It will be motivating because that's part of the change process. That's part of the way that your thinking is reorganized. And that's how you develop a healthy way of life, is to overcome some of these old patterns and habits. It's just a bad habit.
But you have to be willing to look.
Yeah, and you have to know to see it. So, but I said move a muscle, change a thought, and I said take a walk. How about this one, stretch and bend? I have a friend who stretches. Out of the blue, she'll just get up and start stretching, and I'm like, okay, this is, you know, what's going on?
We're in the movies.
Yeah, I know, it's something going on. Yeah, we're in the movies. You were in the theater. At least go to the aisle so the people behind us can see. But, yeah, but, you know, she stretches and bends. And, you know, for her, it's like a reset button for her. It's like a time where she's going to take that moment and change how she feels. Because just that stretching and bending is going to make her feel a little bit different. How about my story? I was going through a time in my life when it was a difficult time. I was going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. I had, you know, become a single parent, taken on the bulk of the debt and the bills from the marriage. And it was a tough time for me. And I would go into my garage.
Oh, yes.
And pound these penny nails into this 4x4 that I had out there. So, and I would just go out and hammer nails sometimes because I felt anger and I didn't have anything to do with it, you know? And I had two young kids. I couldn't like be.
That were wondering what you were
building
in the garage.
Yeah, I couldn't just like, leave, walk out. And they would, if the phone would ring, they'd say, oh, yeah, my mom's in the garage building something. I'll get her for you. You know,
I'm building a resentment.
We're actually overcoming a resentment. And that's what the hammering nails was. It was just a physical outlet for an emotion that I didn't quite understand, didn't like. I didn't like how it felt. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like how it made me think.
And you were willing to take some action mm-hmm. to move towards overcoming it.
Right. You know, another time when move a muscle, change a thought, you know, the sunlight is very healing. Sometimes I remember on an old, I think it was on Saturday Night Live. It was on one of those kind of comedy shows. Mm-hmm. But I remember they were doing like a fake TV interlude and they were saying, are you feeling this, that, or the other thing? We have a solution for you. Go outside. That's right. Open your door and go outside. And it showed like people like opening doors and walking into the light like, oh, you know, like I'm outside. And the reality is sometimes just going outside can be the reset that you need.
We say sunlight, you know, my darling Elizabeth, you know, lives in Boston. And she told me last winter when they had all that horrific weather, there was almost a collective depression hanging over the city.
Yeah, because there was no sunlight. And I'm just going to throw it out there for, you know, not for any Shackley representatives or GNC people, but vitamin D, it helps you. It helps you with, you know, with that kind of need, the sunlight. It's
what,
the same thing.
What you're not getting naturally.
You get vitamin D from the sun, and that's an important element to have a happy and healthy life.
Emotional,
you know?
Well-being.
Yeah, it really is. And the last thing, you mentioned dancing on your couch. It's hard to be angry when you're dancing in a ridiculous manner, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's my wife frequently shakes her head at me, but she does it with a smile on her face.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I think dancing in that ridiculous way would be one of the move a muscle, change a thought kind of thing. Might not be what you're thinking about when you're angry, but wouldn't it be funny if you're feeling really angry, like if you're really angry at your children, and all of a sudden you just bust a move, you know, you do the moonwalk or something.
Wow.
You know, your kids would be like, what's going on?
Because you're dating yourself.
Yeah, I know, but okay. But, you know, that kind of thing is like, it breaks it up so that it can be a little bit easier. So those are just some of the things. That's just one idea. Move a muscle, change a thought. We talked about a lot of things with that, but the biggest thing is we need to act. Sometimes just taking action, just taking physical action, can help our emotional well-being. Our emotions are tied to our physicality and how we breathe and how we, you know, think about when you're angry. Think about your blood pressure going up. Thinking about clenching your fists. Release your fists.
Gritting your teeth.
Release that. You know, just kind of walk, talk, dance, move, do something. To give yourself a little bit of a break. You know, I think that's one of the easiest. And when you say, how do you overcome anger? Move a muscle. Doesn't sound very, you know, but actually it is. It's one of the easiest ways to overcome and take a break.
And it's making a choice. It's choosing to try and overcome.
Absolutely. You know, I have breathing through it as one of the other things. And I can mention that right now with this. You know, to breathe through it. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. You can even put your hands on your, like, rib cage area or your lower stomach. And you can feel the in and out. You can feel your body moving. And breathe in peace. Breathe out the anger. Whatever it is. You hear me talk about that a lot. Try it. You hear me talk about it. I talk about it over and over because it works for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you continue until the breathing out is longer than the breathing in, so you take in a really deep breath, and then you breathe it out, and if it's, let's say it's 5 seconds breathing in, make it 8 or 9 seconds breathing out if you can. Get it to where the breathing out is slower and gentler. Just the breathing is another way to move a muscle and change a thought. Breathing out, breathing in.
You had spoken about patterns. When I learned to scuba dive, one of the things they taught us is that we are wasteful with our air. We breathe shallowly. Mm-hmm. When you're down there and you've got a limited amount of oxygen, you learn to breathe deeper and exhale more fully.
Yeah.
And it's a change.
And it is a change, and it's important. We're talking today about how to overcome some of these things that we have, this anger, and let it go. Live a wonderful life. Don't let that hold you up or slow you down. We have to take a little break for a little news action. When we come back, we're going to have the 5 on 5, and we will be looking for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.